Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes. Au début, c'est toujours simple, une histoire d'amour. Robe du soir et smoking, musique douce.
I am a very stylish girl.
How do I look?
Very good.
How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl.
How do I look?
I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. 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 I am a very stylish girl.
How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I have a very stylish girl. 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 I am a very stylish girl.
Je ne sais pas si vous êtes comme moi, les copines, mais j'adore me maquiller ici.
just wait. I waited like a fool. Just wait. Now who's been changing you? Baby, I feel it too. What am I supposed to do? Baby, I feel it.
Oh, it just can't be no matter.
I'm
footsteps. It was the walk of a dead man.
We'll be right back. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. For one command I stand and wait now. No, no, no. From one whose mouth is of mine. Say now. I can't escape, boy, it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. What's the good of my caring for someone who's sharing those arms, but not with me? Although she has another, and I can have another, for I'm not free. Is that my dream away of sleeping? No, no, no. I put my knees to her eyes, creeping. My very life, my life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. You made me a prisoner. You made me love you. Said the night time was the right time to be with the one you love. You made me a blind man, and I can't see, baby. You said you love nobody. No, no. And that included me. tell me who you love me so. Talk to me, baby, can't you see, darling, I, darling, oh, I, darling, I. Love you so. Let them talk if they want to. You know that I talk. I know. Don't bother me. I know the gossip come from the devil's workshop. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? They call it Stormy Monday, but truth is just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's awful sad. I never know how much I love you. Never know just how much I care. When you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me,
ah! Al, indeed. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome to the Soul Tree. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingham. And as always, it's wonderful to be with you. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good stuff, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.BASNNewsroom, all one phrase.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, Reverend David B. And a special shout out to everybody who had a chance to spend time with me yesterday. I thank you so much, my extended family, all you. I love you very much. And actually, I'm sitting there chilling with my cousin Gail, who I guess got to listen to my show for the first time. And I believe I got the thumbs up from her. Yes, I did. Yep. She says yes. Anyway, she's from the West Coast, and she wants to get her first taste in New York. And in the what to do department, I was thinking there was something strange that happened to me recently. And a few years, actually, it's happened for years. And unless you're from New York or experienced it yourself, you don't really know about it. Well, there's a section of Manhattan. Yeah, I'm talking about New York, but it's specifically Manhattan on the west side. And it's on the west side in the 60s. Let's say from, well, I know, 61st up through 67th, maybe 68th. Now, Gail describes it as being devoid of energy. And after I tried to describe it, and I didn't think about that, but it's a good way to describe it. Sometimes, I mean, we see energy in people, you know, like you shake somebody's hand, they tingle, you can feel them. But there are times you can't feel them at all. This section of New York has been strange to me because it's also the section where they can center for the performing arts. It's the west side. And for those who need a map, we're talking streets from Central Park West over to the river. So that's Central Park West. Columbus Avenue, which is 9th, Amsterdam Avenue, which is 10th, and West End Avenue, which is 11th. And then, of course, you got the river. But anyway, there's no bear there. And before the X-Files theme comes on, I just want you to experience it. You can walk the area, and you'll see people, kids, adults, all that stuff. But there's no guarantee you can feel them. Now, I'm not talking about ghosts and shit like that. But I mean, like, they're just, how can I describe it? Invasion in the Body Snatchers action. Like, they won't point at you go, like that, but you can't feel them. I guess that's the best way to describe it. I know as a kid in New York City and as a school kid, you get lots of cool trips because all the great cultural stuff is here, museums and all that stuff. You know, Carnegie Hall, young people's concerts. We got a lot of good stuff. And for the signature of the convention slip, you got exposed to a lot of good stuff. Statue of Liberty or the Ellis Island. But in this area of New York, it was like someone just put everything on mute. It was like no sound, no nothing. You heard the bus move. You heard cars honking horns and stuff, but nothing. Nothing that made it register like people live here and shit. And that used to bug the fuck out of me. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, I'm alien or some shit like that, but not so. I'm not the only New Yorker to experience that. And all I can say is, if you come to New York and you're in that area and you're sensitive to stuff like that, pay attention. You know, not fall home, they're going, pay attention, boy, but pay attention. And search your feelings. It's very hard to discern real from fake in this area. And it's just a few square blocks. It's a dead zone. You know, next thing you know, all of a sudden, it's like when you're on an airplane and you can feel your ears pop, and then all of a sudden, oh, shit, I can hear now. You know, so it's like it's that kind of feeling. I'm really trying my best to describe it, but the only way I can is for you to experience it. And this doesn't happen, to my knowledge, in any other borough, not the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, or Staten Island, but in Manhattan, and specifically on the West Side. You know, the East Side, there's noise going on, you can feel it, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just talking about cars or horses on carriages and stuff like that. But outside of it, it's just weird. And you know how things are. Sometimes you want an explanation of stuff, and it just ain't. And I think just ain't is probably the best way to say it. If you go through it and you're trying to describe it to somebody, if they've been through it, they can nod their head and say, yeah, I understand perfectly. Or they'll just look at you strange and go there, like you're in the rubber jacket and shit like that. But I say for the most part, we know, like the X-Files said, the truth is out there. That's true. But sometimes there's just no there.
Summer strikes a chance encounter. Summer chats and things that matter. Summer drinks and two lost kids. Summer stripes we share our skin. Autumn blues and nine months fun. Autumn we back on the run. Autumn loves us building more. Autumn gives us hope for sure. And all things pure. Winter love walks in love and more. Winter shows our prayers come true. Winter proves it's me and you. Springtime love and our new home. Springtime love like never known. Springtime passion like never fail. Some eternal close to
things around, yeah. finally found a meaning within. Our lives have finally found a meaning within. Our lives have finally found a meaning within. I love you, my dear. We both said in tears. Art said I like many times through the years. Art said I like many times through the years. Art said I like many times through the years. My love was a song that it was terribly around, and then you were gone, so tragically wrong. Lord, please explain how our canvas was drowned. Lord, please explain how our canvas was drowned. Lord, please explain how our canvas was drowned. I'm a phone with you, there's no logic on you.
just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Hey, when are you going to throw a little light on this play?
This is not quite a standard operation. I mean, run as tight as you are.
You mean is that each of us knows only his own job?
Put it in any words you like.
Well, the company must be running a couple other teams. Are we number one?
Two teams only. And there's a good chance that you'll see action. Maybe before Thanksgiving.
How soon will we find out what the options are?
The probabilities for success are almost 100%.
And like the Bay of Pigs.
Now look, you're a high-risk man. You're on contract. Your men are all experienced in black operations. You take your chances and you get paid for it, and damn well.
Okay, Jim.
I'll tell you this much. I've never seen a better cover plan in all my life. Every man jack of you will be out of the country within 36 hours. New passports, new identities. Plus $25,000 each just for spending money.
I like that. Tell me more.
You'll stay out of the country for 2 years. You'll receive $25,000 a year via Switzerland for the next 5 years.
All of us?
I said every man jack involved in the operation. And 5 years from now, on January 2nd, 1968, provided no one has broken security, each man will find $100,000 in his own personally numbered Swiss bank account.
Jesus. You just told me who we're gonna hit.
This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds.
Okay.
It was founded on the principle that all men are created equal, and that the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. My fellow Americans, this is a problem which faces us all, in every city of the North as well as the South. Today, there are Negroes unemployed 2 or 3 times as many compared to whites. Inadequate education, moving into the large cities, unable to find work, denied equal rights. We cannot say to 10% of the population that you can't have that right. Your children can't have the chance to develop whatever talents they have. That the only way that they are going to get their rights is to go in the street and demonstrate. I think we owe them, and we owe ourselves, a better country than that.
The computer threw out 14 possible goats, or sponsors, as we like to call them. A young man named Lee Harvey Oswald seems the best. Born New Orleans, 1939. Father dead. Mother remarried and divorced. Boy was placed in an orphanage for a while, then shunted about with his mother till he was 17. You can start now, Tim. He has a remarkably muddled political record that could be steered strongly to the left.
On October 24, 1956, 7 days after his 17th birthday, Subject enlisted in the United States Marine Corps.
Attended aviation fundamental school at Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, Florida, studying basic radar theory, map reading, and air traffic control procedures. Began studying Russian language and taking pro-communist attitudes. Fellow Marines called him Oswaldovich and Rusky.
In the Marine Corps? Not a chance. Preparing a cover for him.
Naval intelligence?
Either that or CIA.
Go ahead, Tim.
Arrived in Yokosuka, Japan aboard the Bexar for assignment at Atsugi, 20 miles west of Tokyo.
Isn't that where we monitored the U-2s over China?
And a lot of other stuff.
Court-martialed on June 27 for pouring a drink over a non-commissioned officer's head and use of insulting language. Confined 28 days at hard labor.
Only 28 days? They're not only giving him a cover, they're fixing him a phony.
On August 17, 1959, he requested a dependency discharge on the ground that his mother required his support. Discharge was granted September 11th.
Well, that was easy.
Easier than you think.
Watch this. To get the discharge, he needed a doctor's affidavit. Otolaryngologist Marvin Danvers gave one, saying he started treating Oswald's mother on September 5. Even though his letter is dated September 3.
I'll be goddamned.
On the same day, September 4, Oswald applied for and received a passport. Quote, in order to attend Albert Schweitzer College. Unquote. Passport granted. Good for European travel, including USSR. Arrived in Moscow October 16. Ordered to leave USSR by 8 p.m. October 21.
The Ruskies weren't buying.
Slashed his wrist same day. Taken to Botkinskaya Hospital. Released a week later. Visited U.S. Embassy on October 31. Stated his determination to revoke American citizenship and turn classified data over to the Russians. Can find no record that embassy tried to dissuade him from handing over classified material.
How much did he actually have?
Location of all bases on the West Coast, radio frequencies for all squadrons, all tactical call signs, strength of squadrons, number and type of aircraft in each, names of commanding officers, and the authentic code for entering and exiting the ADIZ radio and radar ranges.
Jeez.
On January 4, 1960, Oswald receives permission to remain in the USSR for 1 year.
They're beginning to buy.
On January 5, he is given 5,000 rubles and assigned to work at the Belorussian radio and television factory in Minsk.
They've bought.
In 1961, he writes a series of letters to the embassy concerning possible return to the United States.
When was Power shot down in that U-2?
May 1, 1960. He was there all right. But I'm not sure there was any connection. They've been spotting our U-2s for a long time. Thanks, Tim. I'll take it from here.
Right, Mr. Farrington.
On March 17th, he met a young lady, a graduate pharmacist. 6 weeks later, they were married. As a result of Oswald's letters, the State Department informed Embassy that for security reasons, Oswald should be given a passport. There was a long wrangle with the Russians about exit visas for his wife, but everything on our side was as smooth as silk. The Embassy issued a passport. They lent him $435 in traveling expenses, and he passed through immigration June 13, 1962, en route to Fort Worth.
Did anyone meet them in immigration?
A representative of the Concerned Traveler Society named Ralph P. Waterford to help them through customs, or so he said.
That name familiar?
There's a Ralph P. Waterford known in Taiwan as the Secretary General for the World Campaign Against Communism, Inc.
Now, who would have sent him?
God knows. You get into that area, there's so many little double and triple headers that you can't count them all. Tim? All the intelligence agencies have files on him. He was interviewed twice last year by the FBI that we know of. And there's a report out that the State Attorney General and the Dallas District Attorney have got him labeled as FBI informant number S-172.
He could be. Defecting, coming back, running into no trouble at all. He could be anything. CIA, Office of Naval Intelligence, anything. Lowest possible echelon, of course. A few dollars here, a few there. Possibly a little doubling.
Listen. On January 27th of this year, he bought a mail-order Smith & Wesson 38 under a phony name. And in March, he bought a mail-order 6.5mm Mannlicher Carcano rifle. In May, he was distributing Fair Play for Cuba literature in Dallas.
Can we rely on a character like this?
We're not relying on him. We're using him. I've got someone placed very close to him.
Get a little air.
Go ahead. I want to check the stock market, of course.
Real problem is this, James. few decades, there will be 7 billion human beings on this planet. Most of them brown, yellow, or black. All of them hungry. All of them determined to love. They'll swarm out of their breeding grounds into Europe and North America. Hence Vietnam. An all-out effort there will give us control of South Asia for decades to come. And with proper planning, we can reduce the population to 550 million by the end of the century. I know. I've seen the data.
We sound rather like gods reading the Doomsday Book, don't we?
Well, someone has to do it. Not only will the nations affected be better off, but the techniques developed there can be used to reduce our own excess population. Blacks, Puerto Ricans, Mexican Americans, poverty-prone whites, and so forth.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear or affirm that the statements in the application are true to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I do.
Do you swear and affirm your allegiance to the United States of America?
I do.
For 24 hours service, it's $2.
$2. The price of anarchy. Executive action means the elimination of a head of state. This movie with the title of the same name came out in 1973. And I know it's been a while since I played this excerpt, but it rings true because it has been 60 years since the so-called March on Washington. Dr. Martin Luther King at the pool there at the Washington Monument, the I Have a Dream speech, I Have a Dream, I Have a Pizza, and everything else that went along with it. We know there's some foul shit that's about, and it's upsetting the balance. And it affects everything, even something like sports, which you thought would be recreation and, you know, no big deal. But over the last couple of days, I've heard of guns being drawn at baseball games. Now, I'm not talking about cops interfering and catching a bad guy. I mean, some asshole breaking up firearms and going bang, bang, shoot, shoot. At a White Sox game, apparently two women were hurt, hit by bullets. And it's like, as my cousin Reggie would say, what in the ham sandwich is going the fuck on? Now, the Oakland Raiders and San Francisco 49ers have had a long-standing rivalry that one would think would be healthy from playing against each other, just football. You know, it's competition. But the NFL had to, on the quiet, put the draws to ending any matchups between the two teams because people in the stands were getting hurt. Oakland makes no secret about the so-called black hole and its fans all dressing up weird and all that good shit. And, you know, they look the part, but some of these assholes try to act the part. And San Francisco ain't no better with the wine and cheese attitude of some of the people there. So, you know, it's rich folks, poor folks, snobs against regular folks, all kinds of class nonsense going on. It made me think about my mother. She got married when she was young. She got married at 19, and Pop got married at 36. Of course, none of this age disparity, but you would think with that disparity, there would be some balance because the families accepted that. No, no, no. My father's side of the family were fucked up in terms of certain members of the family, not all of them. I love my Uncle Sheik. It was like a dead ringer for my pops. Olivia, my Aunt Veronica, and to a lesser degree, my Aunt Frances, even though I loved her. They were fucking nut jobs about status. And they would do what they had to do to try to make sure that my mother did not interfere with the societal balance of things. Now, my father was away. He worked as a Pullman porter. And I was relaying this to some of my people at a gathering, and Pop didn't dig it. And when I guess the word finally got to him that his sisters were sniping at Ma, he stepped in and like, you know, get the fuck out of here, leave my wife alone, and he had a bat. It's a damn shame it has to come to that, but you know, unfortunately, in this life, there are forces that want to unbalance a situation because they're unhappy and everybody else should be unhappy right along with them just to make sure everything's okay. Now, I'm not with that. And I am glad to say that I don't have to live like that. And fortunately, a lot of y'all don't have to live like that. But what I will say is that all balances should be redressed. Don't let anyone play you cheap. And to round up my logic on all this, I'm going to let my man Exuma speak for me and apply a little hex education to everything. We will, as always, be back Wednesday, Hump Day special. I also want to shout out my man Rodney and his lady Gail Barber and Gail and his lady Deb. You guys were wonderful, and I love you very much. And, of course, my man G, who I know could not be there, but he was there in spirit. I owe you a wheelchair race, G. So when the opportunity comes, get ready to drag, brother. You're going to do it. Anyway, everybody, I want you to go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A, okay. For everybody here at the tree, long life, enjoy. As always, make the best you can of what life is left to live. And know what I said about those dead zones. Those shits do exist. And if I hadn't felt it myself, I wouldn't believe it, but believe me, the truth is out there, but sometimes there ain't no there there.
And she ain't happy. Come see me.
Oh, yeah.
plan you make a dumb thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she will love you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
And when she got you running.
Oh, yeah.
Got the train on the track.
Oh, yeah.
You take some power.
Oh, yeah.
And you make some hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I give you.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading your back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all mine. I'm the other. Oh, yeah. Walk with Superman, hit the Hippolyte. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, this me. I drank the water from the fiery sea. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. No head, no back, they pass.
Just your head back.
No head, no back, they pass. I'm a friend of the drummer. Can you let me in? Yeah, the guitar player. I'm on a string.
In a world where white is right, but not tonight. This is a black man's mic. I heard a sister say she don't like darker shades of black on a man, cause that's whack. But to my light skin sister, can't you tell? She's just the surface of a dark deep well. And how could you prefer to be with those that spray you with guns and hoses and never put roses on the graves of the slaves that they treated like dirt after all that hard work?
Clap your hands to the beat, come on. And just clap your hands to the beat, freak it out.
One of the biggest lies you hear from no one else. When a girl tries to say that she don't do it to herself, always fantasizing but steadily denying. Last night she had to stop because the baby was crying. She do it on the phone all alone with a smile. Run the water, grab the shower cap and get fucked wild. Soap suds on the floor, ooh, I'll be sure. Give it to me, give it to me, give me a little more. I'm fiending, creaming, screaming, dreaming.
What else? The girl possessed by the basic demon.
Heal yourself, you got to heal yourself. Heal yourself, oh.
In elementary, White had the Jordache look, like me and any other kid who cared about books. But then I got wise, and I began to listen to the whack teachers in the wick whack system. My mother put me in ways to shoot us, which means black school in Swahili. And there is where I learned black history and how to be the best that I can be. I went back and now the school is closed. There's nowhere for black youth to go to be taught by brothers and sisters. Who knows what it means to be a black child or a white teen. In the end, the youth are being mistreated, which means the world is being cheated. Kane was never taught her life was worth something. But when people don't try to improve, it makes me want to hurt some. You want to be somebody and be a standout, but got your hand out.